In Beis Medrash play Chiddush Nifla. And that is, so we said that the Mechas Chinuch brings from the Mishal Malchus, brings from the Knesset Gedol. That even though the Pshutei Shal Mikra of Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal seems to be talking about someone not putting a Michshal in the presence of a Iver, but if somebody would do that, he would not be over the Issa Deiraisa. This is an example where Mikra is Moitzim B'dei Pshutei. I think Gemara in Yevamos, because the Pshutei Shal Mikra is Muchach, that this is the way it is. Either from the words V'yareisim Elekecha, or from the words Lehisitein. But the bottom line is, if somebody would go and he would be over the Pshutei Shal Mikra, Lifnei Iver wouldn't be over the Issa Deiraisa. How are you over the Issa Deiraisa, Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal? You give somebody an Eitzah She'eino Haganes. That's one way. Another way would be, is if you're Machshal somebody B'dvar Aveir. Stating that, Mechas Chinuch brings that the Knesset Gedolah wanted to say a Chiddush. Knesset Gedolah wanted to say that it could be this is only true as it relates to the lav in the Torah of Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal. But as it relates to the Oror of Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal, there it's going to be different. So what does he mean? So it's referring to the Orors and the Baruchs that I mentioned in Parshas Kisavai. When the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, they were told that half of the Shvatim were going to be standing on Har Grizim, the other half were going to be on Har Evel, the Levim would be on the bottom, and there would be Orors and Baruchs. One of the Orors that I mentioned is Oror Mashke Iver Badarech V'Omar Kol Ha'am Amen. If someone is Mashke Iver Badarech, meaning if someone violates Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal, he's going to be cursed, right? He's going to be Oror. Said the Knesset HaGdolah, that as it relates to that Oror, if someone would go ahead and he would be over the Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal in the literal sense, he taka would be over and he would violate the Oror. So the lav of Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal not. But the Oror, yes, and with all the raid that we've spoken about over the years where you don't maybe have the Pshutei Shel Mikra of Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal, right, where does it come up? It comes up, the Meshachachma we always speak out, that says if somebody digs a bar b'shus harabim, is he over an issa? Just from digging a bar b'shus harabim, issa mazik, the Berachas Shmuel and Bava Kama Simen Beis. Right, if someone goes and he digs a bar b'shus harabim, so the Meshech Chachmer Mei Simcha wants to say, Avad, you're going to be over Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal, the literal Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal. But one second, we have a Knesset HaGdolah that the Mishnah Melech brings, that the Chassanuch makes a huge deal about in Reish Lama Beis, that you're not. That maybe is true as it relates to the love of Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal, but the Arur, everyone's going to be Moida. And what's the Svar said to Knesset HaGdolah? Because why am I saying that there's no Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal in the literal sense when it comes to the lav? It's from one or two reasons. Let's go with our ray. Either because it says V'yoreisa me'elokecha, or because it says Lehisita. This pasuk, it says Arur Mashker Iver Badarech V'amar Kalam Amen. It doesn't say V'yoreisa me'elokecha, and it doesn't say Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal. So the two reasons that I had in the lav of Lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal, both of them don't apply over here, and therefore we're going to say a chiddush that even though the lav you're not going to have, but as it relates to the Arur, that you're going to have. So you ready for Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush? I saw Dava Nifla this morning in the Sefer Parshegen. So that's a new Sefer that we've been quoting of late on Targum Unkelis. We quoted it many times in the Chumash recently. And that is in the Sefer Parshegen. And this is on the Pasuk of V'lifnei Iver Lo Yisitein Michshal V'yareisem Elokecha Ani Hashem. So he says as follows. He says, if you take a look at the Targum throughout Torah, on the word Iver, I'm going to read it inside. Iver b'mashma, what's the taich of an Iver? Misha nitel ma'or enof, right? Someone who doesn't have the ability to see. And if you look at the Targum in all those places, the Targum taich is the word Iver, Iver. The Pasuk says in Shmois Perek Dalet, oy pikeach, oy Iver. Hey, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, misam peli ilim. Oy pikeach, oy Iver. The Targum says on the word Iver, oy avira. Averes oishavur, vayikra chav beis. This is regarding the mumim of different animals. What's an averes? Avir oitvir, right? The word avira. Piseach oiver, dvorim tezvav. Is chagir oiver. Kashe yimashesh hoiver ba'afelo, in the toichacha of Parshas Kisavai. Kema dimimashesh avira. Every single time, the Targum of the word Iver is the word Iver. Abul Khan says the Parshegen. If you take a look at the Targum on the word, V'lifnei Iver Lehisita Michshal, Chazal said something else. You know what it says? V'lifnei Iver u'kedom deloy chaze. Doesn't say Iver. It says someone that's a lo chaze. What does it mean to be chaze? Chaze means to see, right? Isn't that what chaze means to see? True, but not 100% true. Take a look at the Targum in the beginning of Parashas Re'eh. Re'eh anoichi noisein lefneichem ayoim bracha uklala. What does the word Re'eh mean? Chazoi. It means look, but over there, Ray, doesn't mean literally see. It means be mispoinein. It means understand what's going on over here. So says the Parshegan, Avakan shepirshu chazal iver. What does iver mean? Kol she'enoi meivin be'inyin. Someone that's not chapping, right? He doesn't know. He's lost. He's asking you for advice. Or you're pouring him a kois yayim l'nozer. He has this addiction that he's trying to fight that you're going and you're hanging him on. So over here, tear game, what did the Targum say? Not iver, because here it doesn't mean the pshuta shel mikra. Vos meinto iver. It means a kedam doloi chazi. She perusha enoi meven. Sharei chazi mashmoi havana. Because that's really the oimik of what the word chazi means. Says the Parshagin. Imzois, stating that. Take a look at the Targum on the words arur mashker iver baderech. You know what the Targum says? Lit Diyate aviru b'orcha. V'loi tirgum d'loi chazi. Afa pisha gam sham pirish rashi kipsu kenu. Oh, but the reason is because there's an oimek. Because over there, the iver is the pshuta shel mikra as well. As it relates to the v'lifne iver loi sinten mikra, where it says v'yareis malaykacha, where it says sitein. So there the targum is learning up the pshuta shel mikra of the lav. What's the pshuta shel mikra of the lav? It's v'lifne not iver. It's d'loi chazi. Someone who doesn't chap, faker, the real literal iver, that's not even included in the iser. Oh, but Arim Mashker even Badorech Amar Kolam Amen. Over there, it's lit the Yate Avir Barucho. There it doesn't save your race like Kecho. There it doesn't save Lifne Itele Sinte Michel. Over there, it's the Targum was being Mefarish. The Pshutei Shel Mikra made this distinction between the Lav and the Arz. The Tzvei Dinim. There's the Lav of Lifne Itele Sinte Michel. Then there's the Arim Mashker even Badorech. I think this is a nifle diga diuk in these two Targumim, and we are going to stop here.